Houston 15.
Go ahead, 15.
Okay, Bob, when I took the shade out of window 5, window 5 still appears very clean.
Copy. And Endeavour, two questions if you got a chance between now and the Terminator photos.
Sink in on the Terminator photos, Bob.
Raj, do you have time for a couple of questions between now and the start of the Terminator photos?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Raj, first, any comments on the mass spec boom retraction you did a half hour ago?
I guess we're back to the position we were in before, that the thing is sort of half barber pole, and when I go back out with it, fiddle with it a little bit, the barber pole goes full up and then comes down about halfway again.
Okay, we copy.
And that's where it stands right now.
Okay, second question.
I played with it for a while and then got busy in other things. But I'll continue working on it.
I copy, Al. Second question, do you want me to continue giving you these real-time marks on air to ground just before and after the various camera passes?
Yeah, I like the reminder, Bob.
Okay, 30 seconds.
I don't expect an answer. I'll probably be busy doing it.
Hopefully. 30 seconds, a good time.
Raj.
Go ahead.
Okay, for your info, the mass spec took about, maybe 7 or 8 cycles this time before it came all the way in. And same operation as before.
Roger, copy. It took you 7 or 8 cycles to get it all the way in.
Al Worden's last comments referred to the mass spectrometer boom. He reported that it required about 7 or 8 cycles to get the of the switch to get the boom to retract fully from its extended position. That boom extends out about 24 feet from the service module. And we have previously noticed some problems in retracting the boom. It appears that these problems, usually a slow or a bulky retract, occur when the retraction is attempted in darkness, leading to the suspicion that perhaps a cable is stiffening up and causing the thing to be bulky to retract. We don't appear to have the problem when it is retracted in full sunlight. This last retraction attempt was done at sunrise, which would go along with the theory. At that point, it would still be cold, would not have had a chance to warm up from direct exposure to the sun. The instrument itself is continuing to function very well, the mass spectrometer. And we're getting very good data from it, the problem being in the boom mechanism that extends and retracts it. And insofar as possible, we will attempt to do the retractions while the boom is in sunlight.